Hammer of God, written by Greg Beck and read by Sean Mangan. The lumbering giant was approaching the center of the city now. Wooden, single-story dwellings giving way to multi-level concrete and glass blocks.
"Hey, brother, no need to be rude. Whoops!"
Arky pulled back into the car. The man stopped, seemed to orient himself. He shrugged out of the pack, and it made a resounding thump as it hit the ground. He straightened to his full height of around 7 feet, making the men in the car gasp.
"He truly is a giant. Let's leave him be."
Arky shrunk back into his seat.
"We are supposed to be gone by now anyway."
He watched as the huge man reached forward to pull open the backpack. Mohammed squinted.
"I think it's some sort of machine in there."
The man drew his hood back and momentarily looked skyward as though praying or listening to something. His face was now revealed, its patchwork surface scarred and waxen. There was more of the ancient writing, but this time it was carved or branded into his very flesh, along with the zippering of deep stitches. Mohammed recoiled.
"Ach, mother of horrors, what happened to him?"
The giant man's dead eyes never flickered as he reached into the pack and pressed a single button. The pair of fighters from Mosul never knew what happened at the moment they were vaporized. The 20-kiloton nuclear device detonated at ground level. The hypocenter of the explosion reached 10,000 Kelvin and was hotter than the sun. In the first few seconds, it melted a crater down 100 feet, and within a mile, buildings, streets, trees, and men, women, and children were all fused into a black, glass-like slag. The thermal compression wave then traveled on at around 700 miles per hour, crushing everything before it. A heat and pressure tsunami straight from hell. Before the blast, the city of Soran had a population of 125,000 inhabitants. By sundown, the remaining 8,000 souls, who were unlucky enough to survive, would then die slowly from burns or from radiation poisoning as their cells simply disintegrated within their own bodies. Soran, the ancient city that had stood for nearly 2,000 years, had ceased to exist, and the now toxic land would ensure it never existed again.